Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1265. Visible translated text is as follows. 228 Miss Mertis Cato, Miss Maggie Griffin, both sworn for the state, testified that they had seen Miss Rebecca Carson go into the ladies' dressing room on the fourth floor with Leo M. Frank two or three times during working hours, that there were other ladies working on the fourth floor at the time this happened. J. Duffy, sworn for the state in rebuttal. I worked at the National Pencil Company. I was hurt there in the metal department. I was cut on my forefingers on the left hand. That is the cut right around there, indicating. It never cut off any of my fingers. I went to the office to have it dressed. It was bleeding pretty freely. A few drops of blood dropped on the floor at the machine where I was hurt. The blood did not drop anywhere else except at that machine. None of it dropped near the ladies' dressing room or the water cooler. I had a large piece of cotton wrapped around my finger. When I was first cut, I just slapped a piece of cotton waste on my hand. Cross-examination. I never saw any blood anywhere except at the machine. I went from the office to the Atlanta hospital to have my finger attended to. Wee Turner, sworn for the state in rebuttal. I worked at the National Pencil Company during March of this year. I saw Leo Frank talking to Mary Fagan on the second floor, about the middle of March. It was just before dinner. There was nobody else in the room then. She was going to work, and he stopped to talk to her. She told him she had to go to work. He told her that he was the superintendent of the factory and that he wanted to talk to her and asked her if she had to go to work. She backed off and he went on towards her talking to her. The last thing I heard him say was he wanted to talk to her. That is all I saw or heard. Cross-examination. That was just before dinner. The girls were up there getting ready for dinner. Mary was going in the direction where she worked and Mr. Frank was going the other way. I don't know whether any of the girls were still at work or not. I didn't look for them. Some of the girls came in there while this was going on and told me where to put the pencils. Lemmy Quinn's office is right there. I don't know whether the girls saw him talking to Mary or not. They were in there. It was just before the whistle blow at noon. Mr. Frank told her he wanted to speak to her and she said she had to go to work. And the girls came in there while this conversation was going on. I can't describe Mary Fagan. I don't know any of the other little girls.